Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
And that, Andy, was complimentary football.
You got your offense, you got your defense, you got your special teams, you got yourself a victory.
And it all kind of worked, didn't it?
Man, are we going to be bummed when the draft comes around and we're two picks away from the quarterback we want? Oh, no! What? No, I'm happy. I'm happy for the way Shador played yesterday. So.
That's swell. It's terrific. Did a great job. I would certainly start him against San Francisco. And you had 10 sacks. 10 quarterback sacks.
Yes.
8 different Cleveland Browns were involved in sacks. How about that?
It's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Well, it was nice.
Especially for a 3-win team.
It was nice to get a win.
It was nice.
Nice to have the guys win a game and a 13-game road losing streak. I mean, they lost 13 straight on the road. 0-5 on the season. The Raiders stink.
Okay? First rookie quarterback to get a win in the new era. And it's first start. I'll take that, too.
The Raiders stink. Okay, we all know that. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. They play in the NFL.
It doesn't matter. They were on the schedule.
That's right.
You got to go beat them.
That is correct.
You know, the New York Jets stink, too. How'd that one turn out? Not as well.
No, good point.
So, congratulations. You got to win. That's what it's all about. And there are obvious several things big about this football game. Number one, the defense. Number one, the offense quarterback play was better. I thought Shador did a nice job. I'm not ready to put up a statue yet. Nobody should be. I think Tyvus in the postgame show, and he's going to join us at noon, said
statue
it really well.
Statue for Miles? I'd give Miles a statue.
It wasn't for Miles.
Oh.
Let's see it again, and that's absolutely right. But there's no question. It was fun to watch the Browns get the ball down the field a couple of times. And it just seemed like the offense had some energy that it hasn't had at any point this season. Whether it was Joe Flacco, whether it was Dylan Gabriel, it seemed like the offense had some pop. And that was nice to see. Really, really nice throw by Shador on that play to Isaiah Bond.
It was nice.
Yeah, hit him in stride, too.
It was sweet.
So many on those, you see a quarterback throw it up and the wide receiver has to come back, make a play, and, you know, nope, hit him in stride.
Rhythm.
Right, like you're supposed to.
Digging it. We're going to have to hire security for the phone lines if Kevin Stefanski says he's going back to Gabriel next week, if he's healthy,
well,
aren't we?
Can we
get security for the phone lines?
Can I shed a little light on that?
Please.
I will.
Okay.
In the post game yesterday, Kevin was asked who's starting moving forward, and he was noncommittal, correct?
The quote is, I'm not going to get into that. Obviously proud of Sanders, in parentheses. I'm proud of this offense. There are a ton of things to learn from, but I'm going to worry about today.
Okay, can I just throw a thought at you?
Fire away.
Who should hear first that Dylan Gabriel wouldn't start coming up against San Francisco. The media and all Browns fans listening to the press conference on the postgame show or wherever they might, or Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you think Kevin had a chance to tell him, walking off the field, hey, Dylan, you're not getting the start this week. So don't give Kevin grief for not making a commitment to Shador for the San Francisco game.
No, and he didn't double down on it either. He was just kind of like, let's worry about today and we'll get to tomorrow. Yeah. I didn't think it was – I think the way he handled it was correct. Why? Were there did people call in yesterday that were mad?
Absolutely.
That he didn't just say he should start next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they need to know before the guy who might not be starting?
Before the guy who might not be starting, yeah.
And then did you get the you can't lose your job because of injury phone call?
No.
Oh, you didn't get that?
That's interesting. Well, that's because people don't back Dylan very much. You know, I tell me if this theory is wrong by me. There's no question it's pro sports and guys are competing for playing time. Guys are competing for jobs. Ultimately, they're competing for money. Correct?
That is correct.
I don't think the quarterback situation in Cleveland should be a competition among Browns fans.
Well, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shador went out and did a really solid job yesterday, and the offense had more energy than it's had all season long. Outstanding. You know why? Because he's the guy wearing the white helmet.
Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I just don't ever remember Browns fans being so – there's always been a love affair for the backup quarterback, but it's always just been – kind of this quaint love affair off on the side.
It's never been
until
as fired up as this one is.
Until they drafted Johnny Manziel, I don't ever remember watching Browns fans get so divided
on the quarterback controversy. That's true, too.
Yep, when they brought that idiot in here, and the guy that never opened his playbook, and the fans who were on, you know, Johnny Football's bandwagon without really seeing him play and just arguing and wanting to yell and scream about how he should be playing over. It was over Brian Hoyer, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It was truly a test of the fans' will, I think, at that point, because we had super loud voices that, you know, now I would bury my head in the sand saying that you led the charge for Johnny Manziel, who never opened the playbook. I mean, it's embarrassing. And against the guy who was from Cleveland playing quarterback, whether Brian Hoyer was going to lead this team to a Super Bowl at some point, it's not part of the thing. It's just, I just never had seen Clevelanders turn on a Clevelander like that before. And so I really think that, like, we never had these things prior to that. I don't know. Am I on an island on that?
No, I would agree with you on that. And it feels a little bit that way now. You know, I thought Dylan Gabriel from the time he started this year until he got concussed and didn't play the second half against Baltimore, I thought he had made some progress. And there are a lot of factors here. To me, the bottom line is this. Wouldn't it be great to have two young quarterbacks who you are at least interested in?
Yes.
One of them doesn't have to be good, and one of them has to stink. How about if we have two good ones? Figure it out. Trade one down the road. Figure it out. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, if I'm the organization, there's no way I'm not starting Shador against San Francisco on Sunday. There's no way. And there's also no way I'm going to forget about Dylan Gabriel. And if Shador has a bad game or three, I mean, I'd give him a look. Give him a, you know, this should be his time, could be his time. Go out and give him some run. And if it doesn't go well for a couple of games or whatever, then bring Dylan back in. You're trying to figure out what you have moving forward. And I know a lot of folks have already made their decision on Dylan Gabriel based on the sample size that we've seen so far. That's okay. You're allowed to. I'm sure the Browns haven't. I'm sure they're still interested in him. Remember, they ultimately liked him more than Shador. They wouldn't have taken him ahead of him.
I agree.
So I'm sure they want to see more of him. But, man, we should all see more of Shador.
I thought
he wasn't great yesterday, Andy, but I thought he did a really nice job, especially in his first NFL start, and the offense had pep and pop and some enthusiasm that it hasn't had all year.
I thought you started the postgame show off the right way yesterday. I want to see more. I just want to see more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how could you not?
Would you not?
Yeah. Look, did they get over 20 points? Yes. Did he throw for over 200 yards? While that's not the gold standard, it's still a standard.
Thank you, Dylan Sampson.
Yeah, it's a standard to get to, and I think that was a really good achievement yesterday. I want to see more. I before I'm going to sit here and say don't draft a quarterback next year, which I don't want them to. Like, nothing would make me happier than if Shador won the job, no questions asked for the end of the season. And that way, they could go out and they could look at the situation and say, okay, we need offensive line, we need a wide receiver. And even if I don't even know that he has to make it to the franchise quarterback statement. He needs to be a good quarterback that can help you win next year, maybe the same way he did yesterday. But you also are in line then, if you don't want to take a quarterback in the first round, that you do give Arch Manning another year, that you might be looking at Julian saying 2 years from now. I really don't want to go down that road yet.
Or Andy, Lenora Sellers or Ty Simpson at Bama. I mean, there are a lot of guys.
Yeah, but you're talking about next year. I'm talking about 2 years from now.
Those guys can all go back.
I don't know if they should, though.
It's not just Arch Manning.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are a bunch of quarterbacks that can go back. And so if you can kick that down the road and get a longer look at Shador.
Yes.
At Dylan.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson has a year under contract. I mean, you have three viable quarterbacks on the roster right now. And if one of them becomes more viable by the end of the year, terrific. I think ideally it would be awesome if you could figure out that one of these guys is good enough to be your starter next year.
Yes.
And then give them another year to figure this thing out.
Right. And the other part of that, too, that I kept thinking about was, okay, say you still have a top 10 pick. I'll be super optimistic.
Probably good chance you will.
Now, maybe you're splitting off that top 10 pick again, like you did last year, so that you have two first-round picks this year and perhaps two first-round picks next year.
I think that would be – it could be ideal.
It's a good way to grow the team.
Yep. Yeah. The coaching staff will take a look at everything that happened yesterday. All we know is this. The pass to Isaiah Bond, that was a big-time throw. Okay. The interception, absolutely atrocious. The swing pass to Dylan Sampson, congratulations to Dylan. You took a little pass and you took it 66 yards. You can't give Shador a ton. You know, you can't say what a great pass that was, but it was on the money. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's terrific.
Hey, even the Jerry Judy pass.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
Was a good play until Jerry forgot that he was on the field and thought the play was over, or was trying to make some kind of a move, or maybe he thought he was closer to the sideline. I have no idea what he was thinking on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.